Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, a few other folks showed up to kind of give them a hard time. I'm not sure what the situation... Thank you! I'm not sure what the situation is down there right now, but right here, where we planned our protest, we said we were going to do it first. And they followed us over here. First, they followed us over there. But we are committed to nonviolence, right?
Right!
All right. Now, there's going to be some action items at the end of this today. We're not going to be here all day, so don't worry about the heat too much. But we're going to be here for a little while. But one of the action items I'm going to ask is that everybody go to that little tent. Adam, raise your hand over there. Everybody go to that tent, and I want you to make sure you sign up for the email list. Now, I don't want to spam you. The reason why I want you on this list is everyone who comes, I am going to send you a list of every single letter to the editor option in Western New York. I am going to send you a list of the contact information for all of our representatives, both Republican and Democrat, because the message we want to take away from here today is that you are going to contact them, you are going to contact our newspapers, and you are going to witness to everybody you come in contact with that this president is not normal. This is what I'm worried about. I'm worried about a country where a guy like this has become normal. And if you don't tell your mechanic, your nurse, your doctor, your brother, your sister, your mom, that what you see on television isn't normal, it's going to become normal. We know the emperor has no clothes. And it's the job of everybody here today to remind everybody else that he has less and less clothes on every single day.
Oh, shit.
Sorry about that. Bad image. Bad image. But you get the point. We are here to tell the world that this president is not normal. Let's say it together. Not normal. Not normal. Not normal.
Not normal.
One more. Unfit. 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 Unfit.
Unfit.
Thank you so much. We're going to have some more of that in a little bit. Now, we're going to have some speakers here today. We have some peacekeepers. These are not police, but the people in the yellow jerseys, they volunteered to say, if you're hot, if you're tired, we'll get you to either the police if there's a problem, or we'll call an ambulance if necessary. I want everyone to understand there's friends here. So look for the folks in the yellow jerseys, okay? So I have some speakers, and people asked to speak, and if we have time, maybe we'll open up the mic to everybody else who wants to say a few words. Our first speaker is Cecily. Cecily, come on up. Cecily Guzzetta. Now, I know Cecily very well. She's one of the people who encouraged me to run for Congress last year, and I've got to know her very, very well. Do you know why? Cecily is a lawyer that defends families. That's what she does. Now, don't boo when I say what's coming next. But Cecily is a lifelong Republican.
Not lifelong.
Most of her life. Most of her life. But guess what she did? She wrote the brief that put Congressman Collins into jeopardy. She took her time. She showed me that brief by herself. No party helped her. Nobody helped her. She said, this guy is wrong. And she wrote a brief. And she sent that brief to the Congress. And they started an investigation. And that investigation led to the unraveling of Chris Collins. She did it. Now, With that being said, give another loud cheer for Cecily Guzzetta.
Thank you, Mike. I hope you can all hear me. Can you hear me now? I spent most of my professional years in a courtroom, and I prosecuted child abuse and neglect cases. Hard to believe that parents and caregivers would abuse their own children, rape them, and even murder them. They all had something in common, these people. First of all, they gaslit and they lied about what really went on. They never told the truth. They instilled fear in their victims and fear in anyone who told on them. They threatened to sue if, in fact, we didn't back off and if we took their children. They were credible many times. They had many supporters and many believed them. Why? Because it's almost impossible to believe that someone would abuse and hurt a small child, much less a child they were responsible for. Now we have a president who took an oath of office, and part of that oath of office was to protect and defend our Constitution. That means to protect and defend all of us. All of us. If you listen to the list of things that those abusing parents and caregivers did that I faced in court, you're liable to see some very similar activity to the person we have in the White House right now. It's the same. Gaslighting, lying, threatening, blaming the victim, blaming the people who speak out, instilling fear. What will happen if I'm not your president? I want you to be afraid of what will happen. It's tough going forward. I will tell you a secret. Every single time I stepped into that courtroom, I was afraid. I was afraid, not for myself, but I was afraid that I didn't have a strong enough case, that I didn't have enough facts, that in fact people would lie under oath, and believe me, they did. And that somehow my failure to mount a good case would mean that these children would have to live, not only live with their abusers, but would be subject to even worse atrocities, because in fact they would be punished for what happened in their attempts to be free. We have the same thing going on now. I was the one who made the decision to take these cases to trial. There was no magic bullet. There was no one who was going to step in and save me and save my case. Well, quite frankly, as Americans, we are in the same position I have been in many, many times. We have a president. It's not going to get better. There is no magic bullet. No one is coming to save us. We have to save ourselves. There's only one answer, and that is whether you think you're going to win or you're going to lose. The time to act is now. We have an obligation. We have an obligation. Impeach now.
Yes, yes, yes! Thank you, Cecily. Ready? Impeach! 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 Single elected official in Western New York to be here. I'm going to be honest. Some of our elected officials not only didn't respond, impeach! 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 Listen. Some of our local representatives actually said they support the president.
Whoa, big tough guy.
Don't give him any oxygen. Don't pay him attention. Don't give him any oxygen. Don't do it. He wants an oxygen jet fighter. Some said, but one, only one, he tried to be here, but he couldn't be here, but he sent a letter. And I want to give a round of applause for Brian Higgins. Yeah. Thank you, Congressman Higgins, for saying what you have. And he has said publicly, unlike others, that we must proceed with impeachment proceedings. So next, Jen Page is up next. Who is Jen Page? Jen Page is a local activist. She's someone who gets on the street just like you guys are right now. She's someone who makes a difference. And a week ago, she organized the Lights for Liberty rally. Yeah. The Lights for Liberty rally was the rally to say we do not want children suffering on our borders without a toothbrush, without soap, that we believe in universal human rights in America. And it's, so let's give a round of applause for Jen Page. Yeah.
I'd like you all to repeat after me. Local activist, I want you all to know you do not have to have an organization. It's nice if you do, but you can make change yourself by using your voice and being loud just like I am. I have prepared a speech. I want to briefly talk about how this administration has been steadily chipping away at Roe. In the first months of this year, nearly 30 states have introduced some form of an abortion ban in their legislature. 15 have specifically been working with so-called heartbeat bills that would ban abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy. That's before most people even know that they're pregnant. Politicians have created these dangerous bills designed to make its way to the Supreme Court so they can finally make a fresh decision on Roe versus Wade. This year, New York State once again showed the nation that we will protect a person's right to choose. And when I say person, when I say person because we need to keep in mind that abortion is not just a cisgender issue. Abortion is for everyone. Here in New York, we may be free, but none of us are free until all of us are free. This administration has also decided to put in place a gag rule to Title X funding. For those of you who don't know what Title X is, in 1970, it was established to provide birth control and reproductive care to low-income people. Over 4 million people rely on Title X funding annually, and this administration has put in place a gag order preventing doctors, nurses, hospitals, community health centers, and any other provider I may have missed from discussing abortion and how to safely, legally access it. This is dangerous. This is withholding information from patients. We must continue fighting for everyone's reproductive freedom.
Hooray!
These politicians need to stay out of my box. Because as we all know, making abortion illegal will not remove abortion. It will remove safe abortion. I just want to say thank you again for coming today. We are stronger together, and love always trumps hate. Yes.
A McDonald's or a Wendy's, he met me, and I had no idea who Paul was, I'll be honest, but I've learned over the last year that Paul is one of the best activists we have in Western New York.
Yes.
And he has fought relentlessly for one issue. Reasonable gun control. Now let me say this to you. They say, you guys know I have political ambitions. I ran for office. I'm a sitting supervisor. But I've been told over and over again, never, ever, ever go against the NRA. Do what they want. Do what they want. Do what they want. Well, let me say it to you guys loud and clear. I hate the NRA.
I hate the NRA. I hate the NRA. I hate the NRA.
I hate the NRA.
I hate the NRA.
Where do you go after an introduction like that? Let me just say that the courts appear to hate the NRA as well, and we'll struggle to bring it in. I also want to thank Nate for the invitation and for the introduction, but I would like to say that I am more than a one-issue activist as well. As much as I believe in assault weapons ban, and I saw a banner here, as much as I believe in background checks, as much as I believe in safe gun safety legislation, there's a whole lot of things here that unite us. When Donald Trump descended the escalator in 2015 and announced his run for president, he called for a Muslim ban. He called Mexicans rapists. That was only the beginning. It's gotten worse since then. On January 20th, Donald Trump took the oath of office of President of the United States. The oath he took guaranteed that he would preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Donald Trump has failed to abide those terms. Trump ran on a platform of what he perceived was wrong in America. He blamed Obama for everything but the common cold. He ran on a program to make America great again. But what does that mean? Did he criticize President Obama and the state of our country? Did that mean he didn't love America? Trump now says America, love it or leave it. But that's not the America our forefathers gave us, or our fathers and brothers fought for, many of us fought for. That's not the America we grew up in. Trump ran on a platform of rigged system. If it wasn't rigged before, it sure as hell is now. Trump and his administration have ensured that the system under them is rigged, and always will be, to their benefit and the benefit of big money. The Trump campaign rigged the system by accepting interference in our electoral process by outside foreign adversaries. They accepted foreign cyber and financial aid. The Trump administration is rigged against black and brown Americans and all immigrants.
Right.
It's rigged against minorities and the working poor. It's rigged against labor unions and America's working men and women. It's rigged against blue-collar America, the workers that built and made America great long before Trump came along. The system is rigged to favor the corporate elites, billionaires and millionaires who are welcome at the White House and at Mar-a-Lago. It's rigged to benefit those who profit off the work of others, people like Donald Trump and Chris Collins. The Trump system is rigged to favor those who profit only themselves and their kind. The Trump GOP budget envisioned cuts to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. The system is rigged against Americans of too many religions and beliefs who want to worship in peace and be free from violence, but cannot because the system is rigged by and for the corporate gun lobby and the NRA. The Trump administration is rigged against students from kindergarten to college who want a good education and a path forward. It's rigged against our children, white, black, and brown, who want a life free from the threat and reality of gun violence in their homes, schools, places of worship, and play. It's rigged against those of us who believe that health care is a right for all Americans. The system was rigged with Republicans voting to repeal the Affordable Care Act more than 60 times and deny coverage to millions of America, and yet they persist. The system is rigged against those who believe that all Americans have the right to love and be in love with whomever they are fortunate enough to love. The system is rigged against those who believe that women have the right to make their own decisions about their bodies. And that the government and the courts have no say in those determinations. The Trump system is rigged against those who have the right to exercise freedom of speech guaranteed under the Constitution. The system is rigged against a free and independent press, which is under constant fire by this administration. The Trump system is rigged against those of us who want clean air and clean water and who want to remove us from the dependency on fossil fuels and the fossil fuel industry. The Trump system is rigged by for-profit prisons and detention centers. It's rigged by a president who cozy up to dictators and murderers and demeans U.S. intelligence agencies and foreign allies. It's rigged by a president who coddles the alt-right, other racists, and the KKK. The system is rigged by this president and the swamp he promised to drain. He filled that swamp with more racists, sexists, homophobes, xenophobes, misogynists, bigots, and more swamp creatures. I charge that Donald Trump has violated his oath of office and should be impeached.
Yeah. Brief, but I'm going to try to impeach or tell you why this is important. Our country is better than Donald Trump. So America is unique. We are not a country that's bound by an ethnicity or a shared religion. What binds us? The social contract. Our values, our ideas bind us. We are unique. And yes, that's right, let's just hear about that. So Trump thinks he's a big businessman. Let's talk about the contract and let's see if he's violating the terms of that contract. Number one, we believe in America that no man is above the law. A judge or a sheriff who used his power to defend his friends and himself from wrongdoing? Can you imagine he said, you shouldn't go after this guy because I like him? That's what's happening. Good point.
That's what. Collusion, obstruction!
Collusion, obstruction! Collusion, obstruction! Collusion, obstruction! Collusion, obstruction! Says there is no term of art or legal term for collusion under the law, so we're not going to examine that question. Nonetheless, the guy says every day there's no collusion. It's a complete joke. Any lawyer who's objective would look at what he's done and says this man broke the law. We also believe in America that there should be no kings above us. What do you think would have happened if Bill Clinton put his daughter Chelsea in the White House and gave her all the authority that Trump gave his daughter? What if he would have said, oh yeah, Chelsea, she knows foreign policy better than anybody. She's the best.
Don is a con.
I didn't even catch that one, but here we go. Don is a con! Don is a con! Don is a con!
Don is a con!
Now, we believe in this country in freedom of the press, right?
Yes!
Now, sometimes the press says things that I don't like, but they are the press. Do you think, here we got someone next to me, does she look like the enemy of the people?
No!
Does she look like the enemy of the people?
No!
The press is not the enemy of the people.
Yeah. Trump is the enemy of the people.
Now he believes that he should have the right to dictate who is good and who's bad and who should have a right to talk. Now if you're Fox News, or if you're Alex Jones, or if you're any of those wackos he invited to the White House last week from the social media forum, you can say whatever you want. But if you're the New York Times, it's been around for 100 years, and I should add, is there any greater miracle than the New York Times? The fact that they put that newspaper together every single day is a miracle. Here we go! New York Times! New York Times! New York Times! This country, right?
Yes, right.
Fair elections. What does that mean? We got this guy saying that we've had millions and millions of illegal votes. We know it's not true, but what did we have? We had a foreign country provide information to his campaign. We had a foreign country that had nearly 300 contacts with his team. Now, let's put the Mueller report aside for a second. After the Mueller report, he said what? He said, if they give me information again, I'm going to take it. He's telling you he doesn't believe in a fair election process.
Lock him up! Lock him up! Lock him up! Lock him up! Lock him up!
We believe our social contract and our country believes in these values. We also believe in our allies. Yeah. In our allies. We've had 70 years of increasing peace in the world. Now, not that long ago, all of Europe was at war. All of our uncles and aunts, we didn't live in a very different age. And we have an increasing age of peace and prosperity, of global prosperity. But Trump doesn't like it. He wants to hang out with Putin and Kim Jong-un. Can you imagine a day, even 2 years ago, when we would have a president who likes Kim Jong-un better than Justin Trudeau? Can you imagine? We got some Canadians here, right? We love Canada!
We love Canada!
Has a government been more corrupt? Look at the scandals. Endless scandals. Talk about drain the swamp. He put the swamp in the White House. Now this is important to me. I didn't grow up with a silver spoon in my mouth. How many of you grew up with a silver spoon in your mouth? Now this guy talks like he's the middle class working man. If we're only all so lucky. He's lived a life of nothing but golf courses, luxury resorts, and celebrity parties. It gets a lot tawdry, we all know that. Hanging out with pedophiles, let's be honest about it. He can put on a red trucker hat all he wants. We know Trump's a fake!
Trump's a fake! Trump's a fake! Trump's a fake! Trump's a fake! Trump's a fake!
Every day I hear about how great this economy is. While each of us goes more into debt trying to keep up to a middle class lifestyle. While your vacation time gets lower. And while the rights of labor leaders get less and less every single year, do you think this economy works for you?
No!
Now, this is what Trump represents. Now, he also has a new message. America, love it or leave it. This is a guy who spent 10 years attacking our president, pretending he wasn't even a member of our country. He's done nothing but attack America. He doesn't want you to love America. He wants you to love him. His message is love him or get out. Now,
I'm native. Where am I supposed to go?
Now, a lot of you and me as well did not.
Where's all the conservatives in masks?
Now, you guys all.
You
guys all knew we wanted to be here today. We all wanted to be here. There's other things you could have done. It's a beautiful day. We don't have that much of beautiful weather. It doesn't get hot like this all year. I like kayaking. I like swimming with my kids. I like walking my dog, but I knew I should be out here. And I'm proud of you for being out here. So round of applause for everybody. Contract. He has broken that social contract. We know what he represents. Now, I know a lot of us feel differently. That ain't us. We're about peacekeeping. We went to bed feeling a lot of us felt like we belonged, right? We felt like this was our country and it wasn't perfect, but it was getting better. We felt that way, and a lot of regular people, working people, are waking up today bewildered and confused. They suddenly feel maybe like they're lesser citizens. You may feel lesser because just of how you were born or who you love. You may feel lesser because of the way you look. You may feel lesser because of how much money you have or who your parents were. I like what she said. Hell no!
Hell no!
Never feel lesser. That's what they want you to feel. We're here to say the way you woke up 2 years ago like you belong is because you do belong. America is a place of diversity. America is a place of immigrants. E pluribus unum.
E pluribus unum.
E pluribus unum. I was tripping all over that. I needed some help. So this is the last thing I'm going to say, that we're going to have a performance. I still want you to sign up at the tent. I want you guys, I'm going to ask you to do it. Will you send a letter to your local papers? Will you write to your congressman? And will you tell them that this man does not represent the values of America? And now here's the hard part. Our ancestors, our forefathers, they fought for a place that all of us can belong and be part of it. It's our turn. We need to take a few hours a week to be involved in local political campaigns. A few hours a week to come to these conferences. A few hours a week to stand up and help America become better, because we are in the midst of a crisis. This is a serious crisis. And it's not just about opposing Donald Trump. It's about asking ourselves, what kind of America do we want to build? And the kind of America I want to build is America where everyone has a shot, no matter what your background is or what your religion is. I want a place where everybody here feels like they belong, so let's hear it out. This is our country!
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 Thank you all, now we got a performance! Where's the group? Come on up!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.